It's the 8th of September, and it's sometime in the afternoon, I can't share it, so yeah. Probably about 3 o'clock, maybe after 3 o'clock. Oh god, it's nearly 4 o'clock. Time flies when you're having fun. This is a ramble. This is a rambly-boo for the day, today for the month of September's rambly-boos. Which, in discussion, sort of, with Paul O'Mahony, who kicked all this off, we maybe should hashtag it Rambly Boo 16 or Rambly Boo 2016, and even maybe suggestively Rambly Boo September or September 16, simply because if it becomes a feature like Octava and February and Audiomo, so if it becomes a feature for September, then we should actually include something relevant to September in the hashtag. But that's still to be agreed on. It's just, we were just talking about it, you know. Just so it's easier to find those particular rendezvous. Well, there you go. It's nothing serious. And nothing serious has been happening to me recently. I've had a busy past 3 or 4... Well, I've actually had a busy week, but the past 3 or 4 days has been particularly busy. I've been ducking and diving and bobbing and weaving and all those analogies for the past few days. Sometimes to the extent where, you know, where I'm coming or going. So right now I'm in a position, if I stand here just inside the garage listening to my water feature, I could say that now I feel at this point, and God willing, that I can relax and be calm for the next 3 days before we head off on Monday morning for a holiday down in the East Riding of Yorkshire on the coast. Today was supposed to be a very quiet day, so yesterday, I hung my boots up regarding any external work. And work, in my case, you know, can be anything. You know, people phone me up and ask me if I'll come and, they've got something they need transported and the estate's handy, or they need a bit of electrical work, or they just need anything at all. They can't get their cutlery drawer to go back in. So, yeah. Anyway, so I had planned that. I'd hung up the boots yesterday. And that, starting from this morning, Thursday morning, would be a very quiet day. And lo and behold, I got a call last night that someone had an electrical issue and lost their lights in their bathroom. And it's a family, so yeah, it's getting dark in the mornings and the evenings now. And not only that, but I also got a phone call just after that from someone who couldn't get a light bulb out to put a new light bulb in. Turned out not to be a simple job. It was simple enough for me, but not for them, so I could understand it. But basically what I'm trying to say is, Thursday, today, was supposed to be my day for just taking things easy, and I'd planned to get out on the bike. So simply because my wife's going to do a car boot sale tomorrow and Saturday, the weather forecast looks good. So not only did I have to empty the car of all gear and then load the whole car up for the car boots. So I did that today. But then I had these two things to deal with, and then the weather has been absolutely miserable. It started off a lovely morning. 8 o'clock in the morning, it was breezy and clammy. But by 9 o'clock, that changed to cool drizzle, and by 10 o'clock, it changed to horrible, horrible strong winds and freezing cold rain. Well, it felt freezing cold. So, and the day is now, I said 4 o'clock, and I've only just now had my dinner, and I've got time now to feel free, if you like. So it hasn't worked out how I'd hoped and planned it to work out, but here's hoping that now, I'll just have to say no, to be honest with you, to anything else that comes in bar an absolute dire emergency, and I'd have to be that, because I'm just, you know, it just gets to me when I plan to do things. Well, I suppose it gets to anyone. When you plan to do things and it doesn't work out that way. Another plan was, as I said, was to get on the bike, and because of the loss of time and the weather, and it's only just clearing up now, it's getting brighter, but it's lost the heat. And I may just jump the bike for a quick spin around the town or something. I don't know. And I had also planned to clean the bike, give it a good clean, because I got a new bike stand the other day there. And I'm really, when I say a new one, I didn't have one. I had one years ago when I was cycling, but when I stopped cycling, I got rid of a lot of things. And I only just got a new bike stand the other day. It's a bike maintenance stand. This is not one for holding your bike up when you go in the shop. And I'm really pleased with it. It's great. It's great to have one back again for doing all the cleaning and repairs and maintenance and things. And then that so it was washing, cleaning the bike, and then checking the gearing and the brakes and adjustments and, you know, all those kind of things, which I thoroughly enjoy doing. It's not a task at all. And I haven't been able to do that. I'm standing looking at the bike and the bike stand just now. And just to prove that point, there's a wee bell. It's not on the stand. It's the bell's on the bike. Maybe I've got a novel thing to have a bell on a bike stand. Yeah. I'm just being frivolous now. Which might actually prove the fact that I'm beginning to feel free now from demands on me. And the other thing I'm thinking about is I pace up and down my garage. I like pacing up and down the garage. It helps me think. Isn't that incredible how pacing up and down does make you think, doesn't it? Really, just think about that, you know. Pace up and down, your head's down, just looking maybe just slightly in front of your feet. I've got my hands in my pockets, and I'm just, it's a lazy swagger style, and it's amazing how it that helps you think. Sometimes it helps you sort a lot of things out in your life. So I'll often come in here, maybe never mentioned this before, I don't think I have, but I often do that. It's very therapeutic. But I think the only time I do it is when the weather is absolutely horrible outside, you know, so can't get only things outside, so I'll come in here and I'll do a wee bit of work, and then I'll do a wee bit of pacing up and down the garage. Clump, clump, clump. But anyway, so I thought I'd get a rambly view in for today, and I think I'll go ahead and do the maintenance stuff now. So, yes. But I'm now at a point of the day where I feel I've lost a lot of, I've lost the best of the day, to be honest. I don't know, oh God. I was just about to say, before I turned round there and looked out again, that I think what I'll do is just jump on the bike for half an hour, and would you believe it, the rain's just come on again. Oh my God, I mean, give me a break. Ah, well. Oh, and that wind's getting up again. Oof. Jings, man. Black cloud above. Rain being blown. Trees being blown. I think I need this break. I think we both need this break. So when Monday morning comes, God willing, if no issues whatsoever, we'll sail down the A68, heading south and east to the east riding of Yorkshire. Right, that's enough. Enough of a ramble, my God. Is a ramble classed in any time limits? I doubt it. Bye for now. Cheerio bye the now.